Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Wednesday at Big Iron, I visited with Clay Erdman, the regional sales manager for Mustang Seed. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about cover crops. I was asking you a question, one thing, and I hope we get some rain before we get done here this year to kind of get things balanced out. But I think we definitely need to get more cover crops in. Geez, we don't need to see a repeat of what we saw at the end of last winter and the spring and watching our topsoils blow all over the place. And cover crops is a good way to take care of that.
And absolutely. And I think it works for everyone in a manner that it helps save your soil. It really does. It stops the wind blowing. You're going to get some organic matter back in the ground. And there's a lot of options you can have to help benefit your own soil. And everybody's dirt is different.
Right.
So there's different barleys and ryes and things like that. And it depends on what you want to do. If you want to come back in the spring to help, suck out some moisture in the spring. Obviously, right now, we could use a rain.
Yeah.
To get this kick started. That would definitely, if you're interested in that, we have a good supply of things, and it's for some late season stuff here.
That's what I was going to ask you, because I would assume that if you're going to be doing some sort of cover crop for this fall, that you'd want to get on this.
Yes, absolutely. It's tough when it's dry, but if you've got some, a lot of times we'll do it on some weed acres or some preventative plant acres now, that would be a good time for it. It helps, get some more organic matter in the ground that
right.
helps you throughout the winter and spring.
Clay, let's talk about your farm a little bit for a minute or two. I know that you farm over by the Alice area, and I often, on my way down to do some games down in Lisbon, I'll take a cut across in the interstate and go through Alice, and I look at the multitude of great crops are in that area, especially corn. How are things looking for you this year?
Our spring was tough. Getting in was really wet for everybody around the area, but in the end, I think we got dry, but I think we did get some timely rains. We did have a little hail go through some areas around there that dinged some things up, but overall, in that area, the crops are good.
Okay.
I think we're lucky enough. I don't see a frost in the forecast. I think that's going to help some of these later beans that were put in, so and get our corn some more test weight.
So are you of the adage, no frost for September? You needed to wait until October?
Yeah, if we could get it till October, we'd be pretty happy around our area there. And I know there's some areas that, unfortunately, are really dry. Been touring a lot of areas, and it's tough. There's some dry areas.
Let's talk about soybeans for a minute, because I've heard a lot of strange things about soybeans this year. I mean, the crops are there, but I guess progression, and it has to do mostly with weather, realistically.
Yeah.
But there are some really green soybeans still, and then you've got some other soybeans that are turning color and others that are dropping, and it really depends on what they got.
Yeah,
the moisture and weather.
Yeah, and soybeans are so affected by the day length that due to our spring, then lots of our beans were put in late, that once we got to that point, our days got shorter.
Right.
I think that's why we're seeing some greener beans yet. With the late moisture, if you did catch a rain, I think it's going to fill those top pods. So I think we're going to be happy with that. Now, that's where the frost comes in. We don't want that now. But I think overall, soybeans, they're a tough plant. They really are. And they fight through a lot of things. So I think we'll be pleasantly surprised here with our yields.
Well, that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you. So let's say Mick is right, and gosh darn, I hope he is. I'm knocking on wood that, we get some rain tomorrow. I know maybe some folks that may be doing some harvesting, although most of the small grains probably are done by now at this point. But is it too late then? It sounds like it's not to get, if we got some decent rain, would it help?
It might help those top pods fill, maybe turn those, if there's two beans and they're flat, and they might turn them into twos, or you might get a one. And we want two and three on top, but due to the year, it's going to happen. So hopefully with a little bit of rain, if we do get some, we're getting pretty late now, it's going to be tough.
Right.
But maybe, add a couple beans and a couple bushels maybe or something.
Every little bit helps.
Everybody a little helps right now. We've got good commodity prices, so that any little bit would be good.
What stage is your corn at then?
We're denting a lot of it. I think we're keeping test weight now with no frost, and I think that would be our main thing. I mean, we're getting close. I mean, we need time. That was planted super late. But I think overall, guys are going to be happy with their corn crop too.
Okay.
This is Inside Agriculture.